Our High Calling. Unity in Diversity, June 12th. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 4-7. Unity in diversity is God's plan. Among the followers of Christ, there is to be the blending of diverse elements, one adapted to the other, and each to do its special work for God. Every individual has his place in the filling up of one great plan, bearing the stamp of Christ's image. One is fitted to do a certain work. Another has a different work for which he is adapted. Another has a still different line. But each is to be the complement of the others. The Spirit of God, working in and through the diverse elements, will produce harmony of action. There is to be only one Master Spirit, the Spirit of Him who is infinite in wisdom, and in whom all the diverse elements meet in beautiful, matchless unity. Differences of character exist by nature, but our unity depends upon the degree in which we yield to the transforming influence of the Spirit of God. Through the grace of Christ, some persons possess precious traits of character, a kindly and genial disposition. Their very rebukes are imbued with tenderness, for the Spirit of Christ seems manifest in them. The power of His grace will mold and fashion character according to the divine model, renewing it in softness and beauty, in conformity to His own blessed image. How great the diversity manifested in the natural world! Every object has its peculiar sphere of action, yet all are found to be linked together in the great whole. Christ Jesus is in union with the Father, and from the great center this wonderful unity is to extend, through all classes and diversities of talents. We are all to respect one another's talent. We are to harmonize in goodness, in unselfish thoughts and actions, because the Spirit of Christ, as the living, working agency, is circulating through the whole. It is not striking actions that produce unity. It is the mold of the Holy Spirit upon the character.